奉主耶稣圣名啊，我们开始啊，我们这一次啊，圣工人员讲习为第一阶段的啊，上午的讲习。
And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this first session of the Holy Work Personnel Seminar.
啊，同时也是我们安息圣日上午的聚会。
And also, of course, our Sabbath morning service.
啊，一起来唱赞美诗啊，24首。
Let us sing hymn 24.
啊，我们请会中的男肃立一起低头来祷告。
Please remain standing and let us bow our heads in prayer.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢您啊，照着我们预定的时候，让我们在这里一起来举开啊这一次第一个阶段的圣工人员讲习会。
Oh Lord, we thank you for your guidance in bringing us in this opportunity to have this Holy Worker Personnel Seminar.
啊，我们这一次将着重在讲道人员的训练。
And the topic for this seminar these 2 days will be how to deliver a good sermon.
主啊，我们都知道你在升天之前曾经嘱咐你的门徒。
Oh Lord, we know that prior to your ascending to heaven, you guided your disciples.
要他们去让万民做主的门徒。
And instructed them in how to be disciples among all the people.
奉你的名为他们施洗。
And you baptized them in your name.
并且你所吩咐他们的都要教训众人遵守。
And to give them the teachings by which they should live.
主啊，这是你在升天之前吩咐使徒，也是吩咐今天的我们。
And Lord, you commanded your disciples in this way, and you also command us today.
哦，所以我们无论在对外的传道啊，对内的牧养啊，以及辅导上面啊，都需要借着你的话语来帮助。
No matter whether we are evangelizing or pastoring or in whatever means of service, we all need the guidance of your word.
所以你的信息的传讲的方法是我们必须要学习的。
So the way in which to preach your word is something we must learn.
愿您圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be among us.
愿您亲自教导我们。
May you personally teach us.
让我们来效法您在世上传福音的精神。
So that we may also learn after the example you gave of preaching in this world.
好，以及智慧。
And also the wisdom you give.
能够把你要我们传讲的信息，能够用最好的方法讲解的清楚明白。
So that we can understand clearly the message and proclaim it.
让我们凡是听见的人都能够做你的门徒。
So that all who are listening may be your disciples as well.
都能够遵守你的教训。
And that we may keep your word.
我们最后愿您圣灵亲自来带领。
Finally, we ask that your Holy Spirit be among us personally to guide us.
愿您与我们同在。
And may you be with us.
我们将一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归在你的名下。
All the glory, honor, and praise be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再一次的感谢神，也谢谢我们各地教会以及祈祷所拨忙来参加训练的工人们。
And we thank God and also everyone from all the churches and prayer houses in the region to come attend this seminar today.
这是我们2011年圣工人员讲习的第一个阶段。
And this is part one of the Holy Worker Personnel Seminar for 2011.
因为在过去这个区的会议的时候，有一些教会向小弟反映希望能够有这种讲道人员的训练。
So because of prior meetings of the district, we received feedback that some people would like training in delivering sermons.
就如同刚刚在祷告当中讲道确实是我们对外传道、对内牧养不可缺少的。
And of course, we know that sermons are an essential part of evangelizing to the outside as well as pastoring within.
就好像一个国家的教育。
Just as the education system of a country.
如果我们不重视的话，那我们的弟兄姐妹 在信主之后将不晓得我们要怎么样去去遵行主耶稣的吩咐，过一个基督徒的生活。
Without it, it is impossible for the believers to know how to learn from and follow the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那遇到试探引诱，遇到迷惑的时候，也不知道要怎么样来分辨，怎么样来对付。
And when encountering temptations or confusion, we would not know how to handle it.
所以这个讲道不单只是对外布道，更重要的是对内的牧养。
So, of course, giving a sermon is a means to evangelize, but more importantly, it is very important for pastoring.
所以我们看到一个成熟的教会，它的讲台一定是很坚强的。
So a very strong church will have a very strong pulpit.
负起这个对外宣道跟对内牧养的工作。
And it will allow the work of evangelism and ministering to the church more effective.
就好像一个老师能够负起传道授业解惑这三方面的责任。
And just as the responsibilities of a teacher is to give
传讲真道。
Teach the truth.
讲解圣经。
To explain the Bible.
还有生活的辅导。
And also apply it to our life.
这个都是讲台很重要的使命。
So these are the important missions of the pulpit.
所以我们可以看到其他的这个基督教会，只要他们的这个牧师也好，他们的minister 很重视讲台。这个教会一定是很多人会被吸引的。
So even if we observe other churches, or other Christian churches, if the pastor or the minister emphasizes what is given on the pulpit, then many people will attend that church.
同样的，一个教会如果讲台信息很弱的话，
conversely, if the pulpit is very weak.
不要说其他这个基督徒，其他教的基督徒来查考不到真道就会离开。
Then of course, people who come to that church will not be able to receive the truth and then leave.
就连我们自己的信徒也在灵性上也吃不饱。
And spiritually speaking, then our believers will not feel satisfied.
那吃不饱很多就会吃野草甚至吃到毒草。
And if people are not satisfied, they may look for, instead of the good nourishment, they may look for weeds or even poisonous food.
有些弟兄姐妹私底下就会传一些其他基督教会的牧师的讲道啦，或他们的训练材料。
And people may start to look to other churches and bring in how good their ministers' messages are or even materials from the other churches.
上其他教会的网站，看其他教会的广播。
They may look at the broadcasts of other sermons from other churches.
那多多少少这个错误的这个信息就掺杂就进到我们的生命里面。
And in this way, different messages or teachings may start to taint or get mixed in with what we learn.
那教会一定会有混乱。
And then the church will become chaotic.
所以我们一定要很重视讲台信息。
So we have to emphasize the message that we give on the pulpit.
我们要尽力来经营讲台的信息。
And we have to put effort into making sure our pulpit is strong.
所以这个也是为什么我们这一次圣工人员讲习，我们会针对讲道人员的训练。
So this is why we have chosen this topic as a training for this part of the Holy Worker Seminar.
那当然也要对我们弟兄姐妹没有参加这个讲习的弟兄姐妹一来欢迎那二来也说声抱歉。
And for the other brothers and sisters who are not here specifically for the seminar, of course we welcome you, but I would also like to apologize.
欢迎是欢迎我们参加学习，将来如果神要用我们的时候，我们也能够肩负讲台的使命。
So that, of course, we welcome everyone that if one day you have this commission to deliver a sermon, you will also be ready.
哦，那抱歉啊，是因为占用到我们哦这个安息日哈、哦、那个的聚会时间了。
But also an apology because we are utilizing the time for our Sabbath services for these classes.
哦，那因为我们实在找不出其他的时间哦。
This is the only time we could arrange for this.
就好像说我们的小孩如果功课成绩不好啊，哦，你没有另外再找额外的时间哦，给他补习加强，哦，你要他说成绩要好起来哦，这是不可能的事情。
So just like children who are struggling in school might need some extra tutelage.
哦，在同样的，我们如果没有再另外花时间啊来做讲习跟训练啊，我们要提升信徒的信仰品质哦，提升工人的侍奉品质，这个也是同样办不到的。
So of course we have to take arrange some extra sessions or extra time to devote to training up and elevating the level of our believers.
哦，所以过去哦，我们这个讲习会啊，有限定对象参加哦，所以有些弟兄姐妹就误会哦，好像说教会啊，这个在排挤哦，在制造阶级啊，在纷争结党。那这一次啊，开放了哦，大家都可以参加哦，好像反倒人数少了很多哦。
So in the past, we had registration and some restrictions on who would attend the seminar, but some people felt that it was divisive and dividing people into different levels or categories. So today, or this time, we have opened it up to everyone for open attendance, but it doesn't look like there are that many people here.
不知道跟圣经所说的哦，哎，偷吃的饼是好的，偷喝的水是甜的哦，有没有关系哦？所以大家都是喜欢哦，那个不可以去的，偏偏要去；欢迎来的就不太想来哦。人的 nature。
Perhaps as a reflection on human nature, as the Bible says, the stolen water is sweeter, or the stolen bread tastes better. So if people are prohibited from coming or restricted from coming, they may want to come more. But if it's opened up, then it's not as appealing.
哦，那啊，因为我们时间呢不是啊结束不是很多哈，啊，所以小弟把整个上课的课程内容哦做的浓缩。
So our time is quite limited, so I have condensed the materials.
哦，啊，但是我们还是会着重在哦这个怎么样编写讲章啊。
But we will focus especially on how to prepare your sermon content and outlines.
哦，因为过去啊，同样的这种讲习会哦，大多都着重在侍奉的态度啦、动机啦，很少会讲到方法。
So in the past, our seminars have primarily focused on our attitude of service or spirit of service, but very little touched on the method.
哦，讲台不能当炮台哦，哦，不能当表演台，哪一个人啊敢把讲台当炮台表演台哦？哦，所以大概哦一直重复这种信息，那反倒很需要的说，我怎么样去找材料，我怎么样去组织讲章啊，没有讲到，所以是很可惜啊。
So in the past, we have heard many sermons about how we should have an attitude as a sermon speaker, not utilize the pulpit for our own agenda and so on. But really, the practical means of putting together a sermon was not addressed.
哦，尤其对年轻的弟兄姐妹在学习要怎么样在讲台侍奉，哦，他们要的哦，确实是怎么去做哦，胜过说啊这个态度跟这个动机的。
So for people who are just learning, of course, the actual means of preparing a sermon is what we need.
哦，反倒是老工人啊，才会经常在态度动机上出问题啊。
But rather, it is actually people who have been doing this for a long time or who have been workers for a long time where we have to emphasize the matter of attitude.
哦，所以这一次啊，小弟啊，也比较着重在这个方法上哦，的这个讲习跟训练。
So I have put more emphasis on actual practical methods in the seminar.
好，哦，我要花两堂的这个时间来讲怎么样讲道。
So we'll have two sessions on how to deliver a sermon.
哦，我们讲啊，将要跟大家分享哦，这个怎么样装备自己成为一个好的这个讲道的人。
So we will spend time talking about how to equip ourselves to be good sermon deliverers.
好，那什么样才是好的讲道？
And what constitutes a good sermon?
哦，那这个是我们要花两堂的时间。
So we will cover this in two sessions.
好，那至于有关讲道的重要和态度服事，我们就会请Woody传道用安息日的两堂课跟我们分享。
And preacher Woody will share with us the importance of serving through preaching.
好，那接下来下午小弟会花两堂课跟我们分享学习怎么样来准备就是在这个讲道材料的选择上。
And this afternoon, I will have two sessions on choosing materials for your sermon.
好，那接下来将要用五堂课的时间跟我们这个领会人员来分享怎么样来组织讲章。
And then, following that, we will have a total of five sessions on actually preparing your sermon.
题目怎么定大纲怎么写，结论怎么下。
How to choose your topic, how to organize your outline, and how to make the conclusion.
这个是这一次我们这个领会人讲习的整个这个内容跟大家介绍。
So that's the overview of what our seminar will cover this time.
好，那我们现在就进入到我们第一个主题，要怎么样讲道。
So now we'll start with our first topic, how to deliver a sermon.
好，刚刚Woody传道跟我们讲到主耶稣在升天之前要门徒留在耶路撒冷等候圣灵。
And in our prayer session, Preacher Woody talked about how our Lord Jesus, before ascending to heaven, commanded his disciples to stay in Jerusalem to wait for the Holy Spirit.
因为领受圣灵就得着能力，能够为耶稣到处做见证。
Because once they have received and been filled with the Holy Spirit, they have the power to do the witnessing for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那是不是就代表说，那技巧啦、方法啦就不重要？不是的哦。
So does that mean then that our method or the way that we do this is not important? Of course not.
讲道的人很像一个 cooker 一个厨师，也像这个裁缝师一样。
So you could think of a sermon speaker as a cook or even a tailor.
把从神那边所领受的材料就是道理呀、用这个有方法、有组织、有系统、有目标、有内容。来传讲。
So we have to take the materials from God and then to put them together in a very specific manner in order to bring out the meaning, the teaching, and the purpose of the truth.
让听的人能够想听、爱听、听得有造就。
And so that the listener ultimately can want to listen and to like to listen and be edified.
我们的材料都是最好的因为是神的话。
And of course, the materials we have are the best. It is the word of God.
一个厨师把那个最好的材料随便煮一煮，大锅菜好像煮馊水一样，真是浪费材料
So if you have a cook who takes the best materials but throws them into one huge pot and just boils it, it's quite a waste.
但如果一个裁缝师把那上等的绫罗绸缎随便剪裁拼拼凑凑好像做这个拼布一样那我们也觉得说浪费材料。
And same with a tailor who takes the finest cloth or materials and then just cuts them and randomly stitches them together like a patchwork, you would think it's a waste of that material as well.
所以同样的讲道也是这样
So in the same way, a sermon is like this.
但是讲道并不是用来制造信息用的。
But we have to remember, sermon is not a way of putting together our own message.
好像那个写小说的人编造一些这个信息讲道不是这样
It's not as if you're an author writing a novel using your own creativity.
讲道乃是从神那边得到的信息，用讲道的方法把它组织来宣讲。
So it is not your message that you're trying to get across, but rather the message from God utilizing His word to put together.
所以当我们在准备一篇信息的时候。
So when we are preparing a message,
我们要先自我去思想、去思考。
We have to reflect very carefully ourselves.
这一篇信息真的是神要我讲的吗？
We have to ask first, is this message something that God wants me to speak?
哦，很多时候，哦，这个对讲道的人来说，哦，很容易会陷入一个盲点。
And many times, a sermon speaker may be somewhat blinded in a way.
哦，不知道说啊，他所传讲的信息啊，是不是神要他传讲的？
And they may not be fully sure of if the message they are speaking is from God.
哦，这个我们就必须要借着祷告来明白。哦，所以讲道跟祷告不能够分开的。
And the only way to be sure is through prayer. So, of course, giving a sermon and prayer cannot be separated.
哦，不然就会哦让我们的讲道啊啊变成一个神学发表会了。
And otherwise, our sermon will become just a theological discourse.
哦，变成啊啊这个个人哦这个舞台表演的哦这个啊发表。
Or it could just be a means for that person to show their own thinking.
好，那第二个，哦，我们啊在哦这个讲道之前，还要另外一个啊思考的就是，哦，我所讲的这个方法哦是不是合适？
And secondly, we have to ask ourselves, is the way in which I deliver the sermon appropriate?
能不能让信徒听得懂我所要讲的?
Is it able to allow the listeners to understand what I'm saying?
哦，这个对，大学生讲跟对小朋友讲，哦，那个是不一样的哦。
Of course, the way you speak to a college student and to little children is very different.
哦，啊，所以这个要让对方听得懂。
And the important issue is whether our audience can understand.
哦，所以这个也是一个领会人员在领会之前哦，必须要去思考的。
So this is also something that the sermon speaker must be careful to consider in the beginning.
哦，啊，所以要怎么样知道说这个信息是神要我传讲的？
So how will we know if this message is something that God wants me to speak?
哦，讲道不是说自己的话，而是替神说话。
Our giving a sermon is not speaking for ourselves, but speaking for God.
哦，那我们呢就必须要哦在材料的取舍跟选择上下功夫。
So then we have to put the effort in studying and selecting the materials we use.
哦，这个我们下午会更进一步的详细。来跟我们一起学习。
So we will cover this in more depth in these this afternoon sessions.
哦，那怎么样让信徒能够了解我所传讲的信息
？So how can I allow the listeners to understand the message?
哦，大概我们可以用三句话来做一个代表。
So we can look at this in three ways.
就是你要言之有物，哦，你要有道可以讲。
You have to have some substance to your sermon.
哦，你要言之有理哦，你要知道怎么讲。
You have to have you have to know the way in which to deliver the sermon.
哦，再来就是你要言之有用哦，你要了解你的信徒。
And you have to use something that is useful to your listeners.
哦，那这个哦，言之有物，言之有理，言之有用哦，就是让我们的这个听众啊。能够了解我们的信息跟我们的目的。
So these three things, the substance, the organization, and the usefulness of the message are the key things to consider.
哦，所以讲到哦，如果不明白神，那我们就是徒说空话；讲到如果不了解人，那我们就是枉费心力。
So, in both aspects, if the speaker does not understand God, then the words that he speaks will be empty. And if the speaker does not understand the audience, then the message will fall on deaf ears.
哦，所以一个讲道人必须要了解神，哦，就是你要借着灵修，哦，来亲近神，来认识神，哦，那你要了解人，你必须要，哦，接近人群，关怀人，帮助人，来了解人。
So on the one hand, the sermon speaker must know God, and that is a requirement for developing and cultivating our own spirituality and drawing closer to God. But on the other hand, we must also understand the people we serve and drawing closer to them speaking with them and understanding their needs.
哦，有时候会发现说，讲台的信息，这个讲道的人会陷入两个极端呢。
And often we see that sometimes people fall into two extremes.
哦，一个就是纯道理，只讲圣经，听的人，对，但是好像好遥远，这个境界很高啊，那跟我生活，跟我又有什么关系啊？
So, on the one camp, some people only speak about the Bible, and of course, everything from the Bible is correct, but the listener may feel that it is too abstract or too distant from their own practical life.
Oh, 那这个就是了解神，但是不了解人。
So this kind of person knows God very well, but does not really know the people.
好，那另外一个极端就是说，不是在讲圣经哦，是在讲生活。
And the other extreme is that some people don't even refer to the Bible, but rather just talk about daily life.
都是生活上的事情，都是哲学、理学、医学、教育学的堆积啊。
And so the source of their sermon is more about philosophy or social matters or even psychology, medicine, education.
外面那个励志小品那个非常多的那些综合。
And so they can gather materials from many different sources and put them together.
但是就听不到神的信息。
But in those sermons, you don't really hear the message of God.
这个就是不了解神。
So this kind of person does not understand God.
所以讲道跟讲台很容易会有这两个极端。
So sermons may fall into these two extremes.
这个都是我们应当要避免的。
So we should be aware and be careful not to fall into that trap.
那我们现在我们就进到怎么样装备自己啊，成为一个优秀的讲道的人。
So how can we equip ourselves to become a good sermon speaker?
那我们手头上如果没有讲义，我们可以看投影片。
And there are some English handouts, but also you can look at the slides.
请。我们要怎么样成为一个优秀的一个装备自己成为一个优秀的讲道者。
So how shall we equip ourselves to become a good sermon speaker?
就像刚刚我们说的工欲善其身，必先利其器所以我们要成为一个好的讲道者，我们就必须要学习讲道的方法。
So a craftsman must first prepare his tools very carefully before doing the work. So we also have to prepare ourselves.
成为神可以用的人呢。
And to become an instrument of God that he can use.
那怎么样成为一个好的讲道者？
So how can we become a good sermon speaker?
第一个我们就是要充实我们的知识。
So first, we must enrich our knowledge.
很多时我们会误解保罗在哥林多前书所说的。
We might misunderstand what Paul said in 1 Corinthians.
世上的小学不重要的。
He said, the knowledge is not important.
所以会进到那个反智的这个倾向反智主义里面。主耶稣要来的，不用念书的啦。
And so some people fall into the trap of saying, the Lord Jesus is coming any day now, so we don't really need to learn.
小弟就遇到，我在台湾就遇到这样的信徒啊。
I have met some believers who take this attitude.
你们这些传道都骗人。
Said, you preachers are all fooling us.
告诉我们说主耶稣要来的，不要念书的，你们自己的儿女都送到国外去念到博士。
And he said, well, some people say that Jesus is coming soon, so we don't have to work so hard at educating ourselves. But yet, you send your children off to college or exchange students.
当然了，他讲的比较夸张但是确实有时候我们会有这种。误解保罗的主张而进到一个反知识反智主义里面。
So, if we misinterpret Paul's warning about how knowledge puffs up, then we might find ourselves in the wrong attitude of being against knowledge.
我们看到这个腓立比书的一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书一章的九节十节。
Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
九节我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。第十节。
10.
使你们能分别是非、 做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。哦，在这边保罗叫我们呢，要在各样知识跟见识上要多而又多。
So here Paul says, and this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
所以保罗不是反制的，保罗不是说这个知识不重要，只要祷告就好，不是这样。
Paul never opposed having more knowledge or only emphasized prayer.
保罗他是知识很丰富的一个人。
We know that Paul was filled with knowledge about many things.
所以我们要装备自己，成为一个好的这个讲道人。第一个，我们要充实知识。
So, in order to equip ourselves, firstly, we must have sufficient knowledge and enrich our knowledge.
像一个医生，他如果不断要不断的这个学习新的这个医疗的技术。
Just like a physician who does not learn constantly new information.
才能够拯救这个病患的生命。
Then they will not be able to do the best for saving their patients.
也像一个律师一样，必须要不断收集各种的判案。
And likewise, a lawyer must constantly be reading about various judgments.
来研判这个犯罪手法的更新跟犯罪动机的复杂。
And so they can understand the laws and the precedents in order to make the correct judgments.
才能够为好人伸冤，将恶人绳之以法。
And in this way, they can bring about justice.
所以同样一个传道人也必须一个领会的人员都一样，都必须要不断的充实知识。
So likewise, a preacher or a person giving a sermon must be constantly filling themselves with knowledge.
才能够让人来认识神。
And in this way, they can bring people to know God more.
明白真理，生命得更新。
And also understand the truth and the renewal in the spirit.
所以充实知识很重要。
And so enriching our knowledge is key.
因为它能够让我们的讲章更丰富。
And in this way, our sermon content will be more substantial.
那怎么样来充实知识让我们讲章更丰富？那我们要借着广泛的阅读这个书刊。
So we should enrich our knowledge by reading more.
很多人在学校毕业之后就很少看书了。
Many people after they graduate from school hardly ever read.
看的都是八卦杂志Internet 上面的一些乱七八糟的东西很少会很看一本或看一个系列的书籍。
And so people might read just newspapers or magazines or things on the internet, but it's seldom that people actually read an entire book.
那再来充实知识能够让我们对圣经的解释会更深入。
But if we expand our knowledge, then we will also be able to delve more deeply into the Bible.
尤其这个圣经的工具书圣经的解经的书籍。
And it is useful to look at various commentaries or explanations about Bible context and history.
能够帮助我们对圣经的背景也好经文也好原文也好更深入的了解做更正确的解释跟教导。
There are many things we need to learn about the origins of the text of the Bible and the translation, the background of the Bible, so that we can more accurately explain the word.
所以我们要充实知识
So we have to enrich ourselves in these ways.
那再来充实知识的这个重点
So the importance of enriching our knowledge.
第一个就是我们要有系统的来读书了。
So we have to study in a systematic way.
我们先反省一下，检讨自己一下。我在哪一方面这个圣经的知识比较缺乏，比较弱。
So we have to also reflect upon ourselves. In what areas of the Bible am I lacking?
是在历史背景方面吗
？Do I lack the historical knowledge?
是在教义的方面吗？
Or lacking in the depth of doctrinal study.
是在这个解经的方法上吗
？Or the way of interpreting the Bible.
我们定个计划来加强这方面书籍的阅读。
So we should understand the our own needs and lack of knowledge and emphasize those areas.
哦，那第二个哈、哦，充实知识的重点哦，就是我们要有广泛的读书习惯。
And another very important thing is that we should read broadly.
哦，这个报章啦、杂志啦这些哦，这个资讯的吸收哦，这个也能够帮助我们了解时代的脉动。
And reading newspapers or current events or magazines also helps us to understand the times and the society in which we live.
哦，那第三个就是要安排我们的读书时间呢、啊。
And third, we have to manage our time to do this study.
哦，时间有时候是挤出来的哦。
Sometimes we have to squeeze out the time.
哦，现代人共同的特点就是忙。
And in our world today, everyone is busy.
哦，那其实啊，我们如果把这个先后次序哈、哦、做个检讨跟调整，我们还是能够找出时间来的。
But if we examine how we spend our time, we can prioritize and find the time to do the things that are important.
哦，那有时候啊，我们也可以创造出一些时间来哦。
Or we can create time in various ways.
哦，比如说啊，有些弟兄姐妹要、哦、上班下班啊，哦，这个交通时间很长。
For example, some people have a long commute going to and from work.
哎，啊，那就可以利用这个上下班的时间哈、哦，来做阅读。
But many people can use this time to think or listen to sermons.
哦，阅读啦 ，reading 哈、哦。哎，小弟以前在纽约的时候，第一年哦没有车子哦，所以经常要坐巴士啦，坐这个 subway。
哦，for example, when I was in New York, I didn't have a car the first year, so I often took public transportation.
哦，那看到很多人哦，一上车啊，哦就读就看书了啊，不然就是哦这个戴着这个耳机啊，哎，他不是在听音乐呢，他是在听有声书啊。
And so I would often see, as soon as people got on the bus or the subway, they would either open a book or put on headphones and were listening to audiobooks.
哦，啊，这个借由这种方法，也能够让我们哦来增加哦这个知识的充实啊。
So utilizing that time also helps to increase our knowledge.
哦，这是第一个哈、哦，我们要成为一个好的讲道人的第一点，我们要丰富的知识。
So that's the first criteria for being a good sermon speaker.
好，那第二个啊、哦，我们要修养我们自己的品格。
And secondly, we have to cultivate our own character.
好、哦，我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to the Book of Acts.
使徒行传十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
二十四节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 24.
二十四节，这巴拉巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
And here it says, for Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord.
哦，这里讲这个巴拉巴哦，哎，他是个好人，所以有很多人呐、啊，哦，就信主了。
And we see here the description of Barnabas as a good man, because of him, many people were brought to the Lord.
哦，这个也在提醒我们哦。这个哦，讲道人员他的修养，他的品格的重要性。
So this also tells us the importance of the character of the sermon speaker.
哦，所以我们呢、啊，要修养我们自己的品格。
So we also have to cultivate our character.
哦，为什么呢
？Why is that？
哦，因为啊，哦，有崇高的品格，才能够从神那边得到信息。
Because only if we elevate our character, will we be receiving the message from God.
哦，神先悦纳这个服侍他的人，他的品格哈、哦，他的这个人，才会用他这个人赐下信息。
Only if God approves of how we are as a person, our character, will He utilize us to deliver His message.
哦，在撒母耳记上记载，这个老祭司以利两眼昏花，那个时候神少有漠视，为什么？因为品格不好。
And in 1 Samuel, we read about the priest Eli, who was already blind and old, and in that time there was little revelation from God because his character was not up to par.
因为他的家庭有很大的破口。
because his family was dysfunctional.
他的两个儿子也是当祭司的，把整个会幕把他搞得乌烟瘴气的，让人不想来拜神。
And his two sons, who were also priests, had done many evil things in the temple so that many people did not want to worship there.
所以同样的，今天一个讲道的人。
So likewise today, a person who delivers a sermon.
他不是在讲给人家听。
They're not just speaking to an audience.
他同时也是讲给自己听。
They're also speaking to themselves.
我们来看提摩太前书。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章
First Timothy chapter 4
16节
Verse
16 16节 你要谨慎自己和自己的教训 要在这些事上恒心 因为这样行又能救自己又能救听你的人 这里告诉我们这个讲道不是单单讲给人家听要帮助人也是讲给自己听要让自己能得救的
So Paul here tells Timothy, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So we see we are not only speaking to others, but speaking the sermon will help us and save us.
举个例子讲，如果这个讲道人聚会，平常聚会都经常迟到，但是他讲道的是叫人家说不可以迟到，听的人会怎么想？
Just a simple example, if the preacher constantly is late to the service, but when he is on the pulpit tells other people, why are you always late to service, how will they think?
那这个讲道人每次听到都是打瞌睡，但是当他讲到的是叫人家不可打瞌睡，那听的人会怎么想？
Or if the sermon speaker himself constantly falls asleep during the services but tells other people to stay alert, then what will they think?
更不要谈到其他生活品格上的问题了。
So of course, we have to consider not only these simple things, but also the way a preacher lives his life.
所以要成为一个好的讲道者，要从自我要求开始。
So in order to become a good sermon speaker, we have to set the expectations for ourselves first.
因为这样子神才会把他的信息给你。
And only in this way will God give his message to you.
那第二个。
Secondly.
为什么要培养我们高尚的品格?
Why do we need to cultivate our character?
因为这样子才能够感动听到的人。
Because only so will you be able to move the hearts of the listeners.
因为讲道的人如果有问题，一定会影响到他所传讲的信息。
Because if a person is not upright in his character, it will influence the message he gives.
他就会遮遮掩掩，避重就轻。
Because they might hem and haw or beat around the bush.
所以没有办法感动这个听的人。
And so their message will not be as powerful to move the listener.
那一个讲道的人，在这个培养自己品格上，有哪些重点要注意的？
So in what particulars of cultivating ourselves should we pay attention?
第一个就是要谦虚的。
Firstly, we need to be humble.
在指责别人之前，先自我反省。
So before criticizing or correcting someone else, we have to reflect on ourselves.
要刮人家的胡子，自己胡子要先刮干净。
So before pointing out somebody else's flaws, you have to correct your own.
人家才会欣然接受我们讲的道理。
Only so will people be able to accept what we say.
还有在这个用语上也要小心。
We have to be very careful in our everyday speech.
不要老是你们，应该是我们，把自己也包含进去。
We shouldn't always point the finger saying, you should do this or you shouldn't do that. We should include ourselves as well.
你们都缺乏警醒。
All of you are lacking alertness.
听了就很不舒服。
So if you hear this, then you'll be ruffled.
但是如果讲说，我们都缺乏警醒， 大家就接受了。
But if you say rather that all of us are lacking alertness, then it's easier to accept.
所以谦虚永远是在服侍。 这个服侍之前，谦卑永远是服侍的基础。
So we always have to remember that our humility is a foundation for our serving.
这个人很容易犯的毛病，一上讲台，就以为自己是神，这个不应该这样。
So a very common mistake is that as soon as somebody steps up to the pulpit, they think they are God.
你只不过是神的传令兵，神的话借着你讲出去而已。
But really, we are just an instrument of God delivering the message that God wants us to give.
好，第二个啊，我们要诚恳。
And secondly, we must be sincere.
诚恳就是诚实跟恳切，好，诚实的见证，哦，恳切的态度。
So it encompasses both sincerity in saying the truth and being honest, but also sincere in our attitude and caring.
好，讲道的时候，哦，啊，这个教训跟勉励啊，哦，不可以有人身攻击啊。
So our attitude should not be purely of criticizing others.
哦，要用爱做基础。
We have to speak out of love.
哦，传讲的道理信息，人家才会接受。
And only in this way will what we say be accepted.
哦，所以讲台不能变成炮台哦，哦，这个你讲我，哦，现在换我领会，我也要讲回去啊，那这个就不对了哦。
So we should never use the pulpit as a means of attacking others or criticizing others who have attacked us.
好，那第三个我们要培养的人啊，这个高尚的品格就是要有勇气。
And thirdly, a very important part of the character is courage.
哦，讲该讲的道。
To be bold enough to say what is necessary.
哦，讲道哦，不能够啊，哦，有傲气。
Of course, this does not mean we should be proud.
但是不能够没有勇气。
But that does not mean we should lack boldness.
哦，讲到不可以有傲气，但是不能没有勇气哦。
So remember, we shouldn't be proud in what we say, but we should not lack boldness.
那第四个就是要忍耐。
And fourthly, we must be patient.
尤其啊，当你所讲的内容信息人家不接受的时候啊。
Often when we deliver a message, but others do not accept it.
哦，你就要忍耐了。
Then we have to be patient.
因为神的时候还没到嘛。
Because God's time is not yet here.
哦，主耶稣在世上也是这样啊。
And our Lord Jesus also experienced this.
哦，我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我向你们这个捶胸哦，举哀，你们不捶胸啊。
And so many times he encouraged and gave teachings to the people, but they ignored him.
哦，所以有时候。我们还要能忍耐等候哦。
So we must also be patient and persevere for God's time.
哦，这是我们在修养品格的几个重点。
So these are some of the key areas in which we must cultivate ourselves.
哦，那最后一个哦，我们呢要重视我们自己的灵修生活。
And finally, we need to focus on our own spiritual life.
哦，让我们的灵命更加的丰盛。
So that our spiritual life can be more abundant.
哦，因为健全的灵修生活很重要。
Because having an abundant spiritual life is critical to giving good sermons.
哦，它不但是我们灵命成长的关键。
Of course, it is not only critical for our own growth and progress.
也会讲，就会关系到哦，决定我们讲道的品质啊。
But it also will determine the quality of our sermons.
哦，那。所以我们要健全我们哦，每个每个这个讲道的人哦，要有一个健全的灵修生活。
So a person giving sermons must have a sound spiritual life.
哦，帮助我们呢品格上更成熟。
So that in this way, our character will become more mature.
哦，让我们有信息可以传讲。
So that we will have the right messages to speak.
哦，在这个灵修生活里头，借着祷告，借着读圣经。
So in our spiritual cultivation, we must read the Bible more and pray more.
我们明白神的心意，我们了解神的信息。
And only if we understand God more, will we be able to deliver the message He wants us to give.
那健全的灵修生活啊，也会让我们有能力来讲道。
Having a sound spiritual life will also give us the power necessary to deliver the sermon.
有勇气来讲道。
And also the courage to speak.
哦，那怎么样建立我们健全的灵修生活
？So how can we build up our spiritual life？
哦，除了我们读经祷告啊
，Apart from praying and reading the Bible？
哦，我们呢在读经方面哈、除了这样读过去啊，最好我们还有更深入的做笔记的读圣经。
Apart from just reading the Bible in passing, we should actually read and take notes。
哦，将有感动的哦，这个心有心得的、啊。随时就记下来。
So that whenever you are moved or have a deeper understanding of the truth, you can write it down.
这个就成为将来我们准备材料时候很好的一个参考。
So these notes will become very useful for us as we prepare materials for sermons in the future.
那在祷告方面呢?
And in prayer.
哦，也要有目的啊。
We have to pray with purpose.
哦，比如说为信徒哦，有需要的信徒，身体欠安的啦，灵性软弱的来祷告。
For example, in our prayers, we think of those who are in need, who are ill, or need God's help.
哦，甚至啊，我们把这个关怀的祷告化成具体探访的行动。
And we can even turn our care for the needs of others into practical action, visiting and helping others.
哦，了解听到的人，才能够啊按时分粮，才能够对症下药。
So only in doing this can we truly understand the needs of our audience.
哦，这个就是我们在健全灵修生活的这个建立的几个重点。
So these are the important elements of building up our spiritual life.
哦，所以怎么样装备我们自己成为更好的一个讲道的人？
So how do we equip ourselves to become a good sermon speaker?
要充实知识。
We must enrich our knowledge.
要修养自己的品格。
We have to cultivate our character.
要重视我们的灵修生活。
And we have to focus on our spiritual life.
哦，我们这一节课就跟大家学习到这里。
So this concludes our first class.
哦，我们默祷之后，我们休息五分钟。
So after we pray in silence, we will have a 5-minute break.
哦，我们开始我们的安息日上午的聚会。
And then we will begin our normal Sabbath morning service.
同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.